Okay, on the phone with us right now, Sean Edwards, man. We got to get my man Sean on the phone. We got to talk about what's good with the Black Movie Hall of Fame. After all, it is Black History Month. Sean, what's good, man? How you doing?
Man, it feels good, man. It feels good to be back on air, man. Yeah. I used to do the popcorn bag thing on Hot 103 back in the day, man. Yeah. I need to get back to that, man. That was like, that's one of the best times of my life, man.
Nah, we going to link up. We got to talk about movies, some movies
on Hot 103.
Too. Yes, so we definitely got, especially with these Oscars coming up, we definitely going to have to talk here soon, because I got a feeling we're going to be doing some big things coming up here soon at the Oscars.
Man, I got my fingers and my toes crossed for some Sinner's Love, man. That's my movie, man. I think I've seen that movie 125 times.
Wow. That great, right?
Oh, man, it's better than great, man. What Ryan Coogler did with that movie, man, it's just, it's so layered, it's so nuanced, and there's so many different things happening in it that it makes it worth watching over and over again, plus the soundtrack's banging. Michael B. Jordan, if Michael B. Jordan don't win Best Actor, what are we really out here doing?
He deserves it for sure, man. That ties into what we're talking about today, because we're going to talk about the Black Movie Hall of Fame, something you've been working on for a long time. Give us an update on what's going on with that, Sean.
Right now, it's under construction. So we renovated the Boone Theater. It's more than 100 years old. So you know how that is, trying to rehab a 100-year-old building. Yeah. So we working hard at it. When it's all said and done, it will house the Black Movie Hall of Fame. It's also going to have a movie theater. It's going to be a performance space. There's going to be some retail space in it. But we're super excited about this whole Black Movie Hall of Fame experience, because man, I've been watching Black movies since I was like 2 months old. I grew up on Black cinema. I love Black cinema. I support Black cinema. I elevate Black cinema. Yes. And so I've had this idea swimming in my head for a long time. And, you know, people have been pulling at me. They're like, you should put it in L.A. or you should put it in New York, or you should put it in Atlanta. I'm like, nah, I grew up in Kansas City. We're going to put it in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. So the Black Movie Hall of Fame will exist in Kansas City in what I consider the most culturally rich neighborhood in the entire country, the 18th and Vine Historic Jazz District. I will argue anybody that that's like the, man, that's where like Black culture just was born and spread out to the rest of the world, whether you're talking about jazz, Negro League baseball, and even movies.
Man, and what would you say is making you the most proud about putting together the Black Movie Hall of Fame? What are you most proud of accomplishing in this dream and this goal?
The fact that I am creating something that celebrates Black film, the fact that it will educate people about Black film and preserve the history of Black film, particularly now when there are a lot of evil forces out here trying to either rewrite Black history or completely erase Black history. So we gotta protect our legacy at all costs, and this is a part of that plan.
What is Black Hollywood saying about what's going on with the Black Movie Hall of Fame? I know you're talking to a lot of people, man. What are they saying about it?
They loving it. They want to see it all come together, but everybody loves the idea. I executive produce a show called The Celebration of Black Cinema and Television, and everybody was involved in that. They're super excited, man. They're ready to make these trips to Kansas City. So as soon as this done, you're going to see a lot more excitement. You know, I've talked to Will Smith about it. I've talked to Kerry Washington about it, Tyler Perry about it. Everybody's excited, and hopefully that translates into some great donations to help us make this thing look as best as possible. And then, you know, we also want to create a situation where we get to change out the programming so people have a reason to come more than just once. And the cool part about it is going to have a movie theater in there, and that's going to give me an opportunity to program a lot of different film series and film festivals. So we're going to be showing a lot of Black film up in there, like a lot of Black film up in there. We're going to blow people's minds with some films they don't know about, some films that they love, and some new stuff that's coming out.
Speaking of new stuff coming out, anything we should be looking forward to coming up here in 2026?
Well, for all the people out there that still believe in love, for all my hopeless romantics, there's a really fabulous movie called Relationship Goals starring Method Man and Kelly Rowland that I actually really like a lot. Like, I would get that movie 4 popcorn bags. It's so dope. Like, it's good seeing Black people in love without fussing and fighting and that kind of thing. It's just a cool little situation going on with that movie.
I did see a little bit of a trailer on there, or at least an interview where Kelly was talking about it.
I just know the fact that Wu-Tang Clan and Destiny's Child's getting together. together for a little love.
Yes, yes.
For a little love, baby.
I am with that, man. Good tidbit on that one. If how can the city help out with the Black Movie Hall of Fame? What can we do to help out to support what you got going on?
There's a couple things you can do to help out. That's a really great question. The first thing is just spread the word. Just talk about it. Then the second thing is support it. Then the third thing is you can always donate. It's tax deductible. We're not for profit. We're a foundation. You can do that. And then the fourth thing you can do, we actually have a small example of what it's going to be like currently on display at the Black Archives of Mid-America. There's a free exhibit the whole month of Black History Month during the hours of operation of the Black Archives of Mid-America. It's completely free. Absolutely free, 100% free, nothing but free. Just come through, check it out. It's suitable for kids and students too. Just come and check it out. We're having a reception on Friday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. I'll be giving some private tours. And then on Saturday, February 28th, I'm going to do a talk back where I talk a little bit about my career and my experiences as a film critic and my 25 years on Fox 4 News and the time I spent doing the popcorn bags on Hot 103 Jams and all that good stuff. But yeah, I'm going to talk about it all, including growing up in Friendship Village. So that's what we're going to do. From Friendship Village to Hollywood.
There it is. There it is. There it is. That's a movie in itself. We need to get that movie made right now. Okay.
Ooh, man. Whoa. Maybe.
Nah, ain't no babies. We gotta find somebody to play you first. That's all we gonna all right. do there.
But we can do that. I'll leave out the partying part though.
No doubt, son.
Friendship Village. Friendship Village to Hollywood. Those who know, know. Those who don't know, y'all need to find out.
There it is. Do your research, okay? Google them is what a coach said in here at the National Championship.
Yeah, Google. Google Friendship Village, baby. Or just go to the barbershop.
No doubt, Sean. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Black Movie Hall of Fame, make sure you support it. My man, thank you.
I appreciate you greatly, man. That was dope, man. That's fire, man. Thank you so much.